Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from Marsilia and Vanderplough Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. If you're on a smartphone or tablet, you can go to m.hollandshometownagency.com. If you're on a desktop, you can go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. And if you want to shoot us an email, you could do that too. I had to think for a second. Our email is marsilians@gmail.com. That's marsilians@gmail.com. We're always on the lookout for new podcast topics and questions to cover on a future episode. Like I mentioned last week, one thing that I'm looking for is strange claims situations. Whether you had a strange claim that was or wasn't covered. If it wasn't covered, just give me the details as far as why the insurance company denied the claim, or if they did cover it, how they covered it. It'd be interesting to hear some of the stranger claims that you may have out there. Again, you could send those to marsilians@gmail.com. That's marsilians@gmail.com. Put in the subject line, insurance podcast topic or question. Won't be using any names. I'll just say, hey, these are from listeners, and we'll just go through them. So there'll be no identifying information whatsoever. So feel free to send those in. I'll be glad to take a look at them and hopefully get enough together where I can do a future podcast on strange claim situations. So this week we are going to be rounding out our 4-week look at the home warranty commercial that I've told you about for the past few weeks. You're probably sick of hearing it. Either that or you slog through all of it to get to this particular portion of the whole spiel here with the commercial. Again, the whole premise behind this series of podcasts revolves around a home warranty ad that I keep seeing on our local TV stations. Basically what it is a gentleman sitting down with his insurance agent explaining that the central air unit for his home has broken down and wanted to know if his homeowner's insurance would pay for it. And of course the agent laughs and says, no, of course we don't pay, we don't cover that. And the gentleman says, well, what is covered then? And she goes through a slew of things like earthquake, volcano, zombie apocalypse, and he becomes incredulous at zombie apocalypse. And then the commercial goes on and says, hey, you pay us a certain amount every month. Something happens to your central air unit, your furnace, your refrigerator, your washing machine, whatever, we'll pay the repairs to have it fixed. And then it comes back out the window that they're both sitting in front of. There's a bunch of zombies in the parking lot. A woman runs up. It's a zombie apocalypse. And you see the agent being kind of smug and says, hey, that's covered. So I wanted to go through each of these perils and find out if indeed there is coverage that this agent on this commercial was telling, whether or not this agent on the commercial was telling the truth. And I had to pick one because I had to pick one that was a little bit more relevant. I guess they're all disasters if you look at them. So I wanted to look at each of them. The first week, we talked about water backup. Sewer and sump pump failure is not automatically covered, but you can purchase coverage for sewer and sump pump failure. There's a variety of coverage levels from $1,000 up to some carriers have $100,000. And then there are all the limitations and exclusions and whatnot that goes with that. second week, we talked about earth movement as to whether or not earthquakes would be covered. Turns out that yes, earthquakes can be covered via endorsement. You would have to purchase the endorsement for earthquake coverage. We found out that a standard homeowner's policy without the endorsement, when it comes to earth movement, it covers explosion, it covers fire, it covers safety glass or window glass, and it covers theft. So a standard unendorsed homeowner's policy does have coverage for certain aspects of earth movement. But in order to get coverage for damage other than those four things, you would have to purchase an endorsement. And again, there are some exclusions and limitations. The upside is on a earthquake, with the earthquake endorsement, tremors, land shocks, and whatever that happens within a 72-hour period, that's all considered one event with the insurance carrier as far as Frankenmuth Insurance goes and in the reading of their endorsement. So any aftershocks or tremors that happen within a 3-day period, those are all considered one event. And that's a benefit to the insured because otherwise each shock would be considered a separate event. And then it would be up to the insured to prove what was damaged in what shock or tremor. The company says, hey, you know, anything that happens within 3 days, that's considered one event. So that's a good thing. The second thing is the policy deductible does not apply via this endorsement. A replacement deductible is added, and that deductible is a percentage deductible. So instead of having like a standard $500 or $1,000 or $2,500 deductible, the company is stating that you pick a percentage amount, and then that's going to be your deductible. And the example that we gave was, say there's $10,000 worth of damage. You've chosen a 10% deductible. 10% of $10,000 is $1,000. You have a $1,000 deductible. Okay. $100,000 in damage, you have a $10,000 deductible. So be wary as far as purchasing that percentage deductible with the understanding that it's a percentage of the total covered damage that you're going to be responsible for. We also learned that when it comes to earthquake, that masonry veneer is not covered. So that would be taken off of the total damage amount. And as I said over the past couple weeks, you know what? Go back and listen to that. Listen to the earth movement. I'm rehashing this, and you wouldn't have to listen to it, but go back and listen to it. Interesting stuff. And then last week we talked about volcanic eruption. Now what we found out was that the land shocks from a volcanic eruption were not covered, other than the fire explosion, glass and safety glazing material, and theft. But via endorsement, the earth movement endorsement, land shocks that occur before, during, and after a volcanic eruption would be covered. And again, you have the percentage deductible and whatnot to take care of that. And then again, last week we learned that certain aspects of volcanic eruption are already covered. So it'd be fire is already covered, explosions already covered, smoke that does not occur from agricultural or industrial operations is covered. But the interesting thing is as you go down the list, you find that volcanic eruption itself is listed as a covered peril. So yes, you are covered for volcanic eruption on a standard homeowner's policy. And I gave you a link last week to the Insurance Information Institute that fleshes out a little bit more as far as what would most likely be covered as far as volcanic eruption when it comes to your property policy, your auto policy. People don't think about that. Your auto policy in case it's damaged due to volcanic eruption, and then your business insurance because, you know, breakdown in business because of volcanic eruption, what's covered there. So be sure to check all those out. And again, you can go to blog.yourhometownagency.com to get more information as far as that goes. Now, this week, we're going to do the capper. We're going to do the last one that she mentions in the ad. We're going to check this out. I know you've been waiting with bated breath on this. So let's go ahead and get down to it, shall we? The capper, of course, on the commercial is that the agent states that there is coverage for zombie apocalypse. All right. Now, granted, the term zombie apocalypse isn't a specific peril excluded on a standard home insurance policy, excluded or included, as far as whether it's covered or not covered. Your homeowner's policy doesn't specifically state zombie apocalypse, is what I'm saying. So what we want to do is kind of distill or classify a zombie apocalypse into an event that may or may not be covered. You follow me? Okay. Now, in thinking about a zombie apocalypse, yeah, it's flesh-eating zombies, blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing. But really, the bigger picture is it doesn't have to do with a virus or whatever that causes people to turn into zombies, you know, as far as looking for coverage. What we're looking for is we're looking for an event that happens as a result of zombies coming into the world. And when you think of an apocalypse, you think of essentially a breakdown of society. Okay. You know, initially it starts with a small area that gets quarantined. You know, the country comes under martial law. Breakdown of services begin, you know, the water treatment plant, the electric company, the post office, the communication systems, shopping, all that kind of stuff just starts to break down as people panic. They get into survival mode and they're thinking about taking care of number one, which is themselves and their families. Okay. So they're going to do whatever it takes to protect themselves and to keep themselves alive. So when we look at a societal breakdown, two terms that come to mind are civil commotion, fighting in the streets, stealing, all kinds of stuff that can happen, all right? Or a riot, maybe somebody needs to get through a checkpoint or something and they start rioting against authority. So I kind of think kind of that way with things, that a zombie apocalypse could be considered a riot or civil commotion. It could also, now this is another thought too, it also could be considered in essence an undeclared war, a war of citizen against citizen or military against zombies, whatever. It could be considered a undeclared war or a military-like action. So it doesn't necessarily have to involve the military so much, but it could be a militarized force, like a gang or a ragtag group of people that are banding together as a group. That could be considered a military-like action. So why don't we go ahead and break these down? Standard homeowners policy, again, has a list of perils insured against, as well as a list of excluded perils, okay? The dwelling itself is covered for basically everything except for what's excluded or limited on the policy, okay? So riot and civil commotion is not excluded, all right? But undeclared war and military-like action are. Same coverage goes for personal property coverage. Riot and civil commotion are not excluded, thereby covered, but undeclared war or military-like action are excluded. There are a few other exclusions to consider when it comes to a zombie apocalypse, and that would be power failure off the residence premise. So the electric company goes down, somebody cuts power lines, whatnot. You lose power to your dwelling, but it's not because of a power failure on the premise, but rather it's something at the transformer or at the substation or at the electrical company itself. Intentional loss. So if you are protecting your property and you intentionally damage it in some way, say you break out all the windows and you board the outside with like metal sheeting or something like that to try to protect your home. You cut a hole in the roof to put up a crow's nest to keep your property safe or something like that. Okay. Those are all intentional acts. You're intentionally damaging the property. Obviously that's going to be an exclusion. Neglect is yet another one. So say you have to evacuate your property because of the zombie apocalypse. You leaving that property essentially abandoned or neglected, anything that happens to that property because you failed to maintain it, check on it on a regular basis or even live there for a period of time, neglect would come into play as an exclusion. So really what we're looking at is, before riot and civil commotion would really come into play, I'm thinking that power failure off the resident premise, intentional loss, and neglect are going to be the things that are going to happen before the riot, civil commotion, undeclared war, or military-like action would happen. So you have a few exclusions right off the bat before any zombies really show up to your property as far as whether or not there would be coverage. Now, there are companies and individuals. I just did a search for zombie apocalypse insurance. You can buy a policy. It is possible. But these are meant to be taken as jokes, something to put in a frame and hang on a wall, something to pull out at a party saying, hey, we've got zombie apocalypse insurance, while you're watching The Walking Dead or something. There's no real expectation of coverage. And really the exclusions and the coverage that's included in these phony policies are pretty ridiculous. And you got to think, okay, at the start of a zombie apocalypse, are you really going to be trying to turn in claims for damage to your property, to your insurance carrier? I'm thinking at that point that, insurance agents and insurance carriers and banks and stuff like that, the societal breakdown is there. So I don't think your agent is going to be sitting in his office waiting for people to come in and turn in claims on their policy for zombie apocalypse. I'm sorry to say, but that's probably going to be the reality. So as far as this insurance agent from this TV commercial, she was almost dead on, really. Earth Movement is covered if you purchase the endorsement. I'm assuming that with her saying that there's coverage, that the endorsement is on this gentleman's homeowner's insurance policy. Volcanic eruption is covered. And again, if you want the shocks before, during, and after a volcanic eruption to be covered, you have to purchase the earthquake endorsement. Otherwise, the volcanic eruption itself is covered. And then again, depends on how an insurance company will look at a zombie apocalypse. There could be coverage because I said in a standard homeowner's policy, riot or civil commotion is covered. But undeclared war, military-like action, power failure off residence premise, intentional loss, neglect, those things are not covered. So the likelihood of you getting to turn in a claim to your insurance carrier during a zombie apocalypse and getting coverage is probably slim to none. I figure you'd be a little bit more worried about keeping you and your loved ones alive than to have the insurance company pay out on a claim in the case of a zombie apocalypse. I kind of don't see that happening, unfortunately. So again, we are from Marsilia and Vanderplough Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, give us a call, 616-396-1497. anywhere else in the state of Michigan, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. If you're on a smartphone or tablet, go to m.hollandshometownagency.com. If you're on a desktop, you can go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Shoot us an email, marsiliins@gmail.com. That's marsiliins@gmail.com. If you want to shoot us an email, shoot us an email with your strange claims, questions, or stories. I want to hear some of the strangest claims that you've had covered or not covered. And I'd like to find out why the company didn't cover it or did cover it and how they did. I think it would be fun if all my listeners out there were able to send those in to me and I can make a whole podcast or maybe two out of that topic. So if you can, just email them to marsiliins@gmail.com. Put in the subject line insurance podcast or question. And if I can get a bunch of them together, like I said, I'd like to do a podcast or two with just strange claims situations. So that's going to do it for this week. Again, I thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and I surely hope you have a good week.